Have your Bible and turn to Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 12. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 12. The Bible says, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, that ye be and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." I want to preach a little while this evening, God will be my help, on the believer's wardrobe. Amen? On the believer's wardrobe. Now, we preached several times out of the book of Colossians and several times out of this chapter. We've preached out of here in Colossians chapter number 3. And we've preached on the thought that we see a hidden life in the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't only see a hidden life, but we see a holy life in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say this evening, Jesus makes the difference. Amen. A lot of reason we see that people's not being changed and they never live, they don't really have Christ. If you get Christ, He begins to change things. Not only do we see a hidden life, holy life, but we see a heavenly life. Or you might say a heavenward life. That we got a plan and a destination, that we're going somewhere. You're going somewhere, praise God. Whether you want to, you like to think about upon it or not, one of these days we're going to lose gravitation. We're going to go out of here to be with the Lord. And the Bible said, so shall we ever be with Him. Amen. We see also sometimes that there's something that's put to death. We mortify the deeds of this flesh in which we live. Amen. Praise God. We get it under subjection under the goodness and grace and the mercy of God. We put off, put to death, and we see something that's put off. That old man that we wear so eloquently in this world. Amen. And everybody sees it. But praise God, the Bible says that we put that old man off and we become a new man in Christ Jesus. So we see, not only do we put something off, but we put something on. You know, if we put something off and we don't put something on, nobody wants to run around naked. Amen? Praise God. But in order to be decent, praise God, we put something on, which is Christ Jesus, our Savior. Praise God. So we see that we're raised with Christ and hidden Christ. We see that we're renewed in Christ. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that we're redressed in Christ. Hey, praise God. Hey, we're dressed in the newness of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what a blessing it is. But so as we see this and we look at the text that we read and you're hearing today, we want to look at this believer's wardrobe. Amen. The way Christ designs for us to be dressed and attired in this hour that we live. Hey, praise God. Not as long as He wants it, but we should want it for ourselves. Praise the Lord. So we see the believer, number one, is well dressed. Amen. God don't dress you in a slouchy manner. Praise God. He knows exactly what we need. Notice that the believer's well dressed in his undergarment. Amen. Verse number 12, he says, putting on therefore the undergarment as the elect of God. Praise God. He realized, glory to God, that we realize that God chose us. Amen. He's talking about that corporate election of God calling us out of the world, calling us unto Himself. Praise God. That's the first thing you've got to realize. That's the first thing that we can put on. He said, holy and beloved. Amen. That's where we are. That we put that on the holiness and the, praise God, of God Almighty. And the beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said we're dressed with bowels of mercy, praise God. And he said in kindness and humbleness of mind. Amen. So those are those undergarments along with meekness and long-suffering, praise God, that dress are the undergarments that God puts on born-again believers. Amen. So praise God. I'm glad that's a good start. You say, well, preacher, that's a pretty good covering, praise God. That's just the undergarment. That's what God puts on us initially. Praise the Lord. He said, then there's the outer garment. In verse number 13, he said, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So we see the outer garment is put on a forbearance of one another. Praise God. Lifting, encouraging, putting our brethren before ourselves. He said, forgiving one another. We ought to have put on an attitude of forgiveness. You say, Pastor, why should we do that? Because Christ forgave us. Amen. We wasn't worthy of that. We didn't deserve that. But praise God, Christ forgave us of our sins. Not only forgave, He forgives us. Amen. So forbearing one another, forgiving one another. He says, if a man have a quarrel against any. So he said, so that outer garment, praise God, if there's any quarrel, if there's anything against between us, he said, praise God, what we do, we fix it for the glory of God. Amen. If anyone have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. He said we ought to have praise God, that outer garment is that forgiving spirit that God gives us. Amen. As child of God, we ought to have, you ought to have, I ought to have a forgiving spirit. Amen. Hey, there's not a one of us that won't mess up somewhere. Amen. And we ought to have a forgiving spirit to be able to forgive one another. Praise God. Why? Because Christ forgave us. Amen. So we have that undergarment, we have the outer garment. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. But then not only we have the undergarment, outer garment, we have the overgarment. Amen. Look at verse 14. He said, and above all these things, put on what? Charity. Amen. Put on charity, praise God, which is the bond of perfectness. So he said, praise God, we have an undergarment, we have an outer garment, and we have an overgarment. And he said, above everything else, praise God, he said, we should put on charity. That's that love in action. Amen. As the outer garment that we wear openly, praise God, so the whole world can see. Do you see it today, church? Praise God, how we ought to love openly, how we ought to love, have that charity, praise God, that love in action that the whole world can see. Amen? We ought to, in other words, Jesus said, we ought to love one another. He said, that's now we know we're children of God, because we what? We love the brethren. Amen? If we say we're a child of God and we don't love the brethren, something's messed up. Amen. But he said the outer garment, that over garment that we wear, praise God, is the charity of God, the love of God. And that love in action. We see it as we're motivated and we're moving forward for God's glory. Amen. So the first thing I'll tell you, the believer is well dressed in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And we're covered up. Amen. In a proper fashion. We're covered by the Lord Jesus Christ. We're covered by the love, the mercy, and the grace of a holy God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the believer's well-dressed, but the believer's also well-equipped. Not only are we dressed right, dressed properly, amen, for God to get the glory, but the believer, you and I, are well-equipped. Amen. In two aspects, we're well-equipped. The peace of God, verse number 15. Praise God. The peace of God. Now, what is the peace of God? It's that ruling factor. It's that calming effect of God, from God. Amen? Verse 15 says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. So we have an aspect, the believer is well equipped, and that that sweet Spirit of God, praise God, that the peace of God is ruling and reigning in their hearts. Praise God. That's ruling, praise God. That's that giving that common effect before God. Praise the Lord. So we see peace. If you think of it here like this, peace is that umpire that we need. Job said this in Job chapter 9, 33. He said, neither is there any daysman betwixt us that may lay his hand upon us both. Praise God. Job was saying, I need an umpire. He said, we need an umpire to lay his hand upon us both, to give us direction, to give us focus, to show us, praise God, what he would have us to do. And it's God, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and it's through the peace of God that we have that umpire. Amen? We have an umpire today in Christ. Bless his name. That calming effect, that peace that he offers, peace is that calming legacy that God gives us through Christ. Amen? In John chapter number 14, in John chapter 14, Jesus says this. John 14, verse 27. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. The world offers a peace, but it's a false peace. Amen. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So the Lord says, I offer you a peace. I give unto you a peace. It's a real peace. It's a calming peace. It's a peace that has an effect. Amen. A peace whenever things is in turmoil, things is going in every direction contrary to you and I. Praise God. He said, there's a peace, a deep settled peace that comes over you, and you know it's from God. I'm glad I know him today, ain't you? I know I've got that. I'm glad we have that peace that passes understanding. Praise God. So we see that peace. Now that peace is control our vocation, what we do. Amen. It's because of that peace that we have with God, that you have with God, that I have with God, I hope you've got, that it controls what we do today, the vocation that we have, the direction that we're going. And we can go in that way, praise God, with peace because we know that God is in control. That he's a touching us and he's a helping us. He's giving us that direction. Amen. So we have that vocation. We have the control of the vocation, the direction God was speaking to us about. Amen. Not only that peace to control our vocation, but it's also a peace to cement our unity. To draw us together, to pull us unto himself and to keep us in unity. Amen. That peace of God gives us that unity. Amen. Ain't you glad for unity today? When the devil's fighting on every hand, the devil would like to tear us all to pieces. The devil would like to pit one of us against another. He'd like to pit a church against a church, a family against a family. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty has got it set up that through the peace of God, amen, we have a unity that cannot be broken. Amen. And we just keep looking for the Lord, looking to him. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, you know what it says about peace? He said, blessed is the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen. We have that, praise God, because we are the children of God, because we, but as children of God, God gives us that unity of the Spirit, praise God, that unity of peace that cements us together. Amen. Not only does it that control our vocation and cement our unity, but it constrains our gratitude. Peace, praise God, it constrains our gratitude. It holds our gratitude in the direction that God would have us to go. Amen. Our gratitude is not to this world. It's not to the things that we see, but it's to the Lord Jesus Christ, because we know where our peace comes from. We know that our peace is given to us from God Almighty. We got to be careful that we don't let God, let this world take the peace that God has given us. Amen. Praise God. Paul was trying to assure these Colossians, praise the Lord, that caught up in the things of Gnosticism and the mysticism, praise God, that was coming along, and how the Judaism and the Judaizers was trying to come in and reevaluate and rewrite this thing. Paul said, listen, let's just trust the Lord. Let's just get in here and allow God to dress us up in the fashion He would have us to be. Amen. The world dress you up. Amen. But I tell you, when the world dress you up, Brother Bill, you'll look like a clown. You say, how do you know? Look around us today. Hey, amen. You see folks out there and you don't know what they are. Hello? But praise God, God dresses you up. He dresses you up neat and He dresses you up in order, praise God. You're well dressed. You're well equipped to magnify and give God glory. See, peace is that tranquility for the soul. It gives us our tranquility, our soul inside of us, praise God, that peace of God that passes understanding. When things is going awry, when things is going off the rails, praise God, we can still look at God, the author and the finisher of our faith, and say, glory to God, I'm glad it's that way. Amen. If it wasn't for that peace that passes understanding, if it wasn't for that peace that comes from God, that calming effect that it has on your heart and your life. I mean, how many times have you got in a bind and you, praise God, that constraining spirit, the peace that constrains you, say, amen, it comes down, it settles down to where you are, and you're upset, you're fidgeting, you're wondering, praise God, and you're fretful, but praise God, the peace of God comes upon you, that peace that Jesus Christ gives to you, praise God, His peace that He offers to me and you, it settles in with a deep, settled peace, and you say, glory to God, it's going to be all right. Amen. How many times in your life, amen, praise God, that God has just moved in with that peace. At peace. Amen. Praise God. It just overshadows you. It just calms you. Hey, this thing's the turmoil's still there. The agitation's still there. The fret, the dread. Amen. But praise God, there's something that takes over. And it controls your mind. It touches your heart. And the very spirit of who you are. Amen. So the believer is well equipped. Amen. And praise God in the fact that we have peace with God. Not only do we have peace with God, but we have the Word of God. That's the verifier, amen? Praise the Lord. He said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Verse 16 says, but let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So we see not only, praise God, the peace of God, but we see the Word of God. Now the Word of God dwells in us. And the Word of God, praise God, is that very counsel of God. That's why God speaks to us. Amen. Somebody told me I was talking to a fellow a while back, and he said, well, preacher, I just don't understand. The people's all time telling that God speaks to them. And said, I've been listening and listening, and God just ain't speaking to me. He's listening for an audible voice. I thought to him, I said, sir, God speaks to you in the volume of the book. He speaks to you through His precious right. He speaks to you through His Word. Amen. It's that counsel of God that ministers to us. He's a teaching and admonishing one another. Amen. That's what the Word of God does. It shows us how. Gives us direction. Amen. So we're well equipped in that we have peace. We're well equipped in that we have the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, he said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Amen. He said, don't let nothing bad come out. Amen. Praise God. He said, but let grace minister to you. That it'll minister to the hearers. That they'll be edified, uplifted, encouraged. That we encourage one another. We're living a day, and I thought about this yesterday sitting out there in the study, yesterday morning. I thought we're living a day in our, praise God, there's a lot of folks that need a little edification. Amen? There's a lot of folks that need a little bit of encouragement. And we need to be coming together, united, praise God, in that peace of Christ. But we need to be administering, praise God, edification. encouraging and lifting up one another. Praise His name. Amen. So we see that the Word of God, it draws us together. It administers, teaches and admonishes one another, encourages each other. Praise God. And it inspires wealth, the wealth of courage. Amen. It gives us courage. We come together and begin to encourage each other in the Word of God. We need to, when we begin to teach and admonish one another, then we have that instruction from the Lord, that wealth that inspires courage. Amen. The Word of God inspires us to be courageous. The Word of God inspires us to take courage, to receive courage from God, to press on just a little farther, to realize that He loves us and He's promised that He'll never leave us, but He'll always be there to help us. I want to tell you something. The devil ain't going to like us, but Jesus has promised He'll get us safely across the finish line. Amen. We're in a battle, we're in a race, praise God, but there's a God of heaven that promised He'd be there with us every step of the way. Glory to God. Amen. Teaching and admonishing. A wealth, praise God, to inspire us to take courage, to encourage each other. And sometimes we get a brother or sister get down. A brother or sister get in a way that they need a little bit of help. Amen. Just a little word of encouragement. We all come to that place. And we need to be there to encourage each other. And he said that the believer's wardrobe, praise God, will equip us to be able to do that. To admonish each other, to encourage each other. To be courageous for each other. Hey, maybe it come an hour, Brother Chris, that we're going to have to stand up for each other. Amen. There may be a time when this whole world will come after one of us, and we may have to gather together over somebody's house and say, hold on just a minute. This ain't happening. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. But God will give us that courage to do that because He's outfitting us for that. He's getting us ready, praise God. Amen. Not only get a wealth of inspired courage, but praise God, He said it'd be a wealth of wisdom, praise God, that imports the and gives us the ability to do what we need to do when we need to do it. Amen. It will give us the wisdom to do what we need to do. Amen. The ability to stand up and say, you know what? To God be the glory. I'm just going to trust God. I'm going to trust His Word. I'm just going to go with God. So He's well equipped us in the peace that He gives us. He's well equipped us in the Word that He's given us, praise the Lord, so that we know what we need to do for God's glory. Amen. The Word of God gets us to the place. It initiates praise. It brings us to a place that we praise and give God glory for all that He's done, all that He's doing in our lives. And we just begin to thank Him, praise God. And when we begin to do that, it might say it tends to activate others. And other folks begin to get in on it too. You know, that's how Holy Ghost revivals get started. We're encouraged and we encourage each other. And some old saint of God gets to praising God, giving Him glory, because some other old saint of God has just encouraged him and uplifted him, praise God. He showed him peace and he showed him the Word, and we got excited about it, and they got the praising and worshiping God, and it gets all out of the banks, and people begin to get excited about what God Almighty's doing, and His hand upon them. And boy, you get to just praising God because God's touching old Brother Jeff, and boy, you get excited for what God's doing for him. Praise God. And when you get to doing that, you get to praising Him too. And that's, hey, listen, young, that stuff's contagious. And the next thing you know, it gets to running over on me. It's a running over on you. Gets to running over on Brother Junior. And you get to can't help it, and you don't care. Amen. He said, we're well dressed and we're well equipped to worship and praise God. To God be the glory. Believer wardrobe, God puts on us. Amen. You get to getting excited about what's taking place. While the rest of the world is fearful about what's going to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you what, praise God, the children of God can be excited and say, hey, man, you know what's going to happen? Jesus is coming. Praise God. We're going home. We're going to be with the Lord. Praise God. So shall we ever be in His presence. Glory to God. There's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Praise God. Because of the peace of God. Because of the Word of God. So we see that a believer is well dressed. A believer is well equipped. Amen. But Paul says we're not only well dressed and well equipped, but he said a believer, one trusted Lord Jesus Christ, is well behaved. Amen. The believer in Christ, praise God, is well behaved. Look at verse 17. Praise God. He said, whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. That covers the whole spectrum of it all. The whole life is covered here. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's to be a song of praise and magnifying and giving God glory for all that He's done. He said, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. He said, it's an object of praise. We begin to lift Him up. We begin to magnify His name for all that He's doing for us. Amen. Look what it covers. Verse 17. Praise God. It covers our speech and our service. Hello? It's whatever you do in word or deed. Don't that cover speech and service? Amen. It covers what we say, and it covers what we do. It covers what we say, why we say it, and it covers what we do and why we do it. Praise God. And it's all because at the end, that end result is that we get to praise God and give Him glory because He was our hope in it all. Amen. To God be the glory. So we see that it's praise God, it fulfills all of speech and all of our works, praise God, for God's glory. Amen. It concentrates the whole life on Him. We dedicate it all to Him. We dedicate our lives to Him. We dedicate everything that we are and everything that we have. It's because of Him. Amen. I don't have nothing without Christ. I don't have nothing without my Lord. My whole life belongs to Him. You say, well, preacher, I've got this and I've got this only by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. If it wasn't by the grace of God, you'd be a pauper out there and have nothing. But thank God, even at that, you can still be saved and be a child of the King. Amen. It's not about what the means that we have here. It's not about the financial stuff. It's not about the things that we've been able to accumulate. But it's about what God has done for us in the saving of our soul. Praise God, in the contentment that we have. He helps us to be well behaved. Amen. For God's glory. So we see the whole thing bound up here in the Lord in what we do and what we in our words and our deeds, what we say and what we do. He said, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It consecrates, it brings it all into an envelope. Praise God. I'm glad that envelope is an envelope where we can begin to get help and help each other. Praise God. And it don't even have to have a postage stamp. Praise the Lord. Hey, man, the post office is getting crazy. It costs 68 cents now to mail a letter. And then you're lucky if you'll get it. But praise God, God don't require nothing that what we do, but what we do in word and deed, we put our faith and trust in Him. And He dresses us up, praise God. And He helps us to behave in a correct manner for His glory. So He consecrates our whole life. It's through the consecration of our life to Him. But not only does it consecrate our whole life to Him, but it converts everything as a means to glorifying God. Amen? God converts that into a means to give Him praise and offer up glory to Him. That He'd get glory out of it. So the believer's wardrobe, praise God, he said we're well dressed, he said we're well equipped, and praise God, he said we are well behaved because of the hand of God on our lives, on your life and my life, praise God. If it wasn't for him, there's no telling where I know where I'd be. Amen. Probably down the jailhouse or a prison house. Amen. But God Almighty come to where we was, saved us by His marvelous grace, brought us out, brought us up and brought us out of the pit, put our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, and directs our paths. Amen. Paul's telling the Colossians here, he said, I know you love the Lord, but praise God, just trust the Lord Jesus Christ because you're hid in Him. Your life is in Him. Holy life is in Him. Praise God, your heavenly life is in Christ. He said, just submit yourself to Him. Consecrate your whole life to the Lord. Amen. He said, well, preacher, that's awful hard to do. You know what we'll do? We'll take and we'll dedicate our whole life to the company that we work for. Hello? Come on now. And we'll make sure that we're there every day on time, maybe a little early. And we'll stay there and we'll work over if we need to, without any quims, without any squabbling most of the time. Amen. Because I know that is everybody likes that extra money. Amen. Especially Uncle Sam. And we'll consecrate our life to that. We'll do that. We'll hit it every day. It don't matter how late we get in, how tired we are. We'll crawl out of there at the crack of dawn. We'll arouse ourselves about, fall through a shower, grab us some coffee, and out the door we'll go every day. Amen. But that believer that's well dressed, has the wardrobe of God, we ought to be just as consecrated and dedicated to the Lord God Almighty because He's dedicated to us. He didn't stop nowhere. When He was on His way to Calvary, praise God, He could have stopped in the temptation. He could have accepted what the devil had to offer, but He had an agenda, and His agenda had to be finished. He had consecrated His life to the Father in glory, praise God, from whence He come, and He was going back. Amen. Praise God. The believer's wardrobe. We ought to be well-dressed. Amen. And we ought to be well equipped. And we ought to be well behaved. Doing the things that bring honor and glory to the Lord. And what we do, we ought to do it in word and deed. Amen. You know what? In the day and hour we live, we ought to be people of our word. Think about that. You say, well, preacher, I am. Whatever I say, bless God, you take it to the bank. Ask your question and I'm done. How many times have you made a deal with God and said, Lord, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to... And the next thing you know, you've drifted away. Amen. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it for the glory of God. Amen. With His help. Ask Him to help us to move upon our life and continuously draw nigh to Him so He's continuously drawing nigh to you. Amen. Where we have a close relationship so that one day in a little while, amen, He wants us to be with Him and we want to be with Him so much that one day just all of a sudden, praise God, there we are in the presence of Holy God. There with Him in eternity. Amen. Dressed up right nice. He said, and little John said, let's do all this so that we won't be found naked. Amen. In the eyes of God. So we'll be found present with Him. Dressed up right nice in the glory of God. His righteousness with which we're attired. Amen. Praise God so that folks can look at us. And we ought to ask ourselves every day, according to what God has told us here, every day, how do we look?
Lord,
how do I look? Father, Heavenly Father, do I look more like Jesus today? Amen. Do I look more like Jesus today? Am I acting like more like Jesus today? You know, a lot of times people used to wear that little wristband all over the place. Everybody, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Amen. I guess it was meant to be a reminder. Lord, have that rope wrapped around our heart. What would Jesus do? What would the Lord be pleased with? Amen. I don't know, how are we dressed up? How's your attire? Amen. How are we dressed? What do we look like in the eyes of our Savior? We ought to be well dressed. We ought to be well equipped. And we ought to be on our best behavior. Amen. For God's glory.